má svedčiť, dať mu želobiť veľmi zvršený, aby ako aj priepšilo v spodnú ránu.
Returned to Ayodhya and took on the reign of the whole planet Earth.
Myslím, že svedčujeme za to, že on 13 hodin mohol da povedali iz gnastu i da živo u šumi i nakon toga se vratio u Ayodhya gde nastavio da vladi.
So when he was going into exile, he went to a river, Saroju, together with his beautiful wife, Sita, intending to spend the next 13 years in the wild forest in Little India.
Tako da je došlo, kada se desilo to izgnanstvo, onda je sa svojom prelepom ženom Sitom došlo do reke Saljođe i tu je nameravao da provede narednih 13 godina.
To cross the river, boatman's service had to be taken.
Da bi prešli tu rek, morali su da potraže nekog čamđu.
When they reached the other side of the river, Sita, or Ram pointed towards Sita, asking her with his eyes to pay the boatman by giving him a very precious pearl necklace.
I kada su prešli na drugu stranu, Ram je pokazao znak, da je znak Siti da skine svoju telepu i skupocenu ogrlicu i da kao neki način plaćanja da tom čanđi.
It's been very
precious. To su bile jako jako skupocene perle.
The pearls were given to Lord, given to Sita by Ram herself on the day of their marriage.
I tu ogrlicu je Sita dobila od samog Ramachandra na dan njihovog venčanja.
Now Ram looked like this.
A sad je Ram samo pogledala.
You don't need the pearls to perform.
Misliš li time ne trebaju ti te perle, ne treba ti ta ogrlica više u šum?
Sita understood and wanted to give the pearl necklace of incalculable value to the boatman.
I Sita odmah to razumela i skinula tu ogrlicu želeći da da tu neprocenjivo vrednu ogrlicu Čanđu.
But the boatman went like this, in our territory, Lord Ram, we have the custom that one boatman will not accept payment from another boatman.
Ovdje u našem reonu mi imamo taj običaj da jedan čamđija neće prihvatiti plaćanje od drugog čamđija.
Ram, the prince of Ayodhya,
princ Ayodhya Ram je rekao, šta ja sam postao čanđija?
How is this?
Kako je to moguće?
So this boatman very lovingly said, yes, you are the great boatman and I am the small boatman.
A ovaj čanđija govorio, da, ti si veliki čanđija, ja sam mali čanđija.
I bring people from one side of the river to the other side.
Ja dovodim ljude sa jedne strane reke na drugu stranu.
But you bring people from one side of the ocean of birth and death to the other side.
A ti si taj koji dovodiš ljude sa jedne strane okeana, rođenja i smrti na drugu stranu.
And then the boatman began to cry.
I tada je čamđija počeo da plače.
And I stand before the river of death.
Kada ja budem stajao na reci smrti.
And I want to cross.
Kada budem žele da je pređem.
You please don't ask for any payment.
Mojte, ti tada ne traži od mene nikakvu naplatu.
I have no qualification.
Ja nemam nikakve kvalifikacije.
I have nothing of value.
Nemam ništa vrednog.
Please take me over to the other side, to eternal life, free of cost.
Molim te, prevezi me na drugu stranu i bez nikakvog plaćanja.
And Ram looked at his hand like this, and he said,
tada je Ram ovako podigao svoju ruku i rekao, pretanstvo, neka bude tako.
Sada ćemo zajedno prati Kirtan Krišna Govinda Govinda, Govopala Nanda Lala.
Da li možemo da ponovimo zajedno, da bi bili sigurni da se razumemo? Krišna Govinda Govinda.
Krišna Govinda Govinda.
Gopala Nanda Lava.
Gopala Nanda Lava.
Možemo još jedan?
Krišna Govinda Govinda.
Gopala Nanda Lava.
Krishna Govinda Govinda. Thank you.
The monkeys in Vrindavan are really like the mafia in
Belgrade.
They are always disturbing.
Uvek uznemiravaju.
Always stealing.
Uvek kradu.
Always problem.
I uvek samo problemi.
So I was staying in the wilderness. And under a tree, and the first 2 days there was a tremendous disturbance of monkeys who just didn't want to be peaceful when I was chanting.
Ja sam provodio neko vreme u divljini i prva dva dana su bila strašna zato što je tu bila gomila majmuna koji mi uopšte nisu dali mira da sam tada mantrao.
They jumped over me, they made children next to me, they pulled at my cloth, it was difficult to concentrate in their association.
Oni su skakali svuda po meni, začinjali su decu pored mene, vukli su me za odeću.
Then, after some time, something happened because one monkey, the best of all the other monkeys, came to protect me like my personal.
I onda se nešto desilo. Jedan majmun je došao kao nekog mog ličnog bodyguarda da me zaštiti.
And for 4 weeks, I think Nikunya would have just looked at him from morning till evening with tears of romantic feelings. You know, from morning till evening, this monkey guard.
I 4 nedelje je taj majmun mene non stop štitio.
Non stop. I was reminded, actually, of a story.
I to me podsjetilo na jednu priču.
I was thinking, who is this monkey? Why is he behaving so different from all these monkey brothers and sisters?
Ja sam se pitala, pa koja je majmun i zašto se tako drugačije ponaša od svih njegovih braća i sestara?
Why is he protecting me?
Zašto me štiti?
And then I remember that maybe he was like me in his previous life, trying to concentrate and meditate.
Ja sam pomislio, pa možda je on bio kao ja u prošlom životu, pokušavao je da se koncentriš i da meditira.
Maybe he was a devotee in his last life.
Možda je bio bhakta u svom prošlom životu.
Who made a mistake and as a result was reborn a bhakti.
Koji je napravio neku grešku i kao rezultat toga rodio se kao majmun.
And I remembered one old story in Vrindavan about one Swami called Atmarama Swami.
I onda se sjetio jedne stare priče iz Vrindavana i to je priča o jednom starom Swami koji se zvao Atmarama.
Every morning he would give his lectures.
Svakoga jutra on je držao predavanja.
To the people who lived in the ashram.
Ljudima koji su živjeli u ashram.
Now one morning, all of a sudden, a monkey came, sat amongst his listeners, and waited like this for the whole class.
Jednog jutra majmun je došao na to njegovo predavanje i napravio ovakvu pozu i tako gledao cijelo predavanje.
And after the class, he again resumed his ordinary monkey class.
A na kraju predavanja ponovo počeo da radi njegove gluposti i majmunske.
For 2 years, every morning, at the beginning of the class, the monkey would sit down next to everyone else and just become absorbed.
Zato taj majmun 2 naredne godine dolazio na ta predavanja i gledao tako potpuno apsorbovan. Jednog jutra Atmarama je ustala.
He tied a little necklace of tulsi beads around this monkey's head and said, "Your name is Rama."
I on je uzeo svoju ogrlicu od tulasija ovakvu i vezao oko vrata tog majmuna i rekao je, "Tvoje ime je Ram Das."
This was an initiation.
To je bila inicijacija, proces inicijacije.
So Ram Das would come every morning.
Tako da je Ram Das dolazio svakog jutra.
Sometimes he brought fruits with him.
Nekad je donosio voće sa sobom.
And he was after some time made in charge of Atmarama Swami's water glass.
I uskoro je dobio dužnost da se brine o čaši sa vodom Atmarama.
He would fill it. This is a good idea.
On bi ponio tu čašu.
He would fill it with water and then put it before Atmarama.
On bi znači punio tu čašu i stavio je ispred Atmarama.
One day Rama Das was not be seen.
Međutim, jednog dana Ram Das nismo videli. Nismo videli.
Atmarama said, "I won't start my lecture without Ram Das."
I Atmarama rekao, neću početi svoje predavanje bez Ram Das.
Look for him, he told his disciples, until you find him.
Rekao svojim učenicima, molim, potražite ga sve dok ga ne nađete.
For 1 hour, the whole ashram looked everywhere, in all trees, on all roofs, for the monkey.
I narednih sat vremena, ceo ashram je tražio tog majmuna po krovovima, po drveću.
Finally, from one roof, one person said, "I found him, come quickly, I think it's his last hours."
I konačno se jedno krova, jedna osoba viknula, "Hej, našao sam ga, dođite, mislim da su ovo njegovi posljednji dani."
So, Ram Swami climbed the roof up and saw Ram Das was dying.
I tako se Atmarama popeo na vrh tog krova i vidio je Ram Dasa kako umire. Vas ima prijatel?
Around John's head, put it on the chest of the others, and said, now you can go, it's all
I onda je Atma Ram stavio svoje ruke na grudi Ram Das i rekao, sada možeš da ideš, gotovo.
Ram Das made the last sound and then left the body.
I Ram Das je napravio taj posljednji zvuk i napustio svoje tijelo.
Later, the inhabitants of the ashram asked Atma Swami, who was Ram Das?
I nakon toga stanovnici ashrama su pitali Atma Ram Dasa, pa ko je bio u stvari taj Ram Das?
Atma Ram Das
je Atmaran je rekao, on je bio moj učenik.
He gave up his spiritual practice.
Napustio svoju duhovnu praksu.
He said one morning he wants to go to Delhi to experience sex
life. I on je rekao jednog jutra, ja želim da idem u Delhi i da imam iskustvo seksualnog života.
And he was wild.
I bio divan. I sledećeg života postao majmun.
But he came back to me.
Ali mi se vratio.
And he continued to learn.
I vratio se i nastavio da sluša.
And now he goes da uči. Home to God.
I sad je otišao nazad kući Bogu.
So when I saw my bodyguard, Mati.
Kada da sam ja vidio svog bodyguard, Majmuna.
I was thinking of Ram Das.
Mislio sam na Ram Das.
And then when I was thinking of Ram Das, I began to understand more and more what my spiritual master taught me the last time he saw me.
I tada sam počeo sve više i više da razumem šta je u stvari moj duhovni učitelj mislio kada me poslednji put video.
Life is eternal.
Život je večan.
You don't die when our body dies.
Mi ne umiremo kada naše telo
we continue.
Mi nastavljamo.
Hopefully not in tvoj majmun.
Nadamo se ne u tom telu majmun.
If it has to be a monkey, then let it be a monkey in the oven.
Ako već moramo da budemo majmun, onda daj Bože da to bude majmun u Vrindavanu, da ćemo moći da slušamo svakog dana Bhagavatam lekcije.
It's very important to understand for a spiritual person that
he is jako je važno za duhovnu osobu da shvati da je ona večna.
And therefore we should invest in things.
I zato treba da investiramo, da uložimo u stvari koje su veće.
But I talk too much.
Ali pričam previše.
We should see.
Sada bi trebali da pevamo.
Invest in the things which I can.
I da uložimo u stvari koje su veće.
Vasudevaya. Znači možemo, on je jako poznata, ali za svaki slučaj to možemo da ponovimo. Om namo
Vasudevaya.
Znate.
Dobro.